Es khazor zeh nish ba khatz shaga mi hilm sar skhun daf kuf gemur hab yern said like soikhla nefesh ma baster is the is of ave min hay and u baster said trefer is a khil was is to eat flesh from a live animal and a flesh and flesh of a trefer which locker said like soikhla nefesh ma baster is the is of ave min hay and of eating flesh from a live animal u baster said trefer is a khil was is of eating flesh of a trefer so if someone ate ave min hay and flesh of a live animal kun dab yechna bi khayf two sets of markas kun dush locker bi khayf only one set of markas if someone ate the flesh of a live animal and flesh of a trefer kun dush locker bi khayf two sets of markas kun dab yechna be chayiv only one set of malchus. If one ate Eberman Achai and meat of a treifa, according to all, he'd be chayiv two sets of malchus. In fact, we learned that if one eats Eberman Achai of a treifa, Rabbi Yochanan says he's chayiv two sets of malchus, Rosh Lakish says he's only chayiv one. Now, Rabbi Yochanan is consistent with what we just said from him before, but Rosh Lakish is not. And for tomorrow, Rabbi Yochanan said when they agreed that he's chayiv two sets of malchus, they were referring to where he ate Eberman Achai from one animal and meat of a treifa from another animal. However, when eating the Eberman Achai and the meat of a treifa from the same animal, they argue, what's the basis of malchus when it's one animal? So Abaye said the case where the animal became a treifa as most of it came out of the womb. Rabbi Yochanan holds that an animal is considered to be a bunch of separate limbs, which means the limbs are already osur at the time of its birth, and therefore the isur of Eberman Achai and of treifa both came about at the same time, and therefore both take effect. Rish Lakish holds that the animal is not viewed as a bunch of limbs, and therefore they don't become osur until they're removed from the animal, and therefore the isur of Eberman Achai comes about after the isur of treifa and can't take effect on top of it. Second teretz, we can even say that everyone agrees that the animal is not viewed as a bunch of limbs. Machlekes is whether the isur of Eberman Achai can take effect on top of the isur of treifa. Rabbi Yochanan says that it does, since it's more stringent in that it applies to Bnei Noach. Rosh Lakish says it's not. It does not. Third teretz, we can even say that everyone agrees that the animal is viewed as a bunch of limbs. The case is that the animal became a treifa later on. Machlekes is whether the isur of treifa can take effect on top of the isur of Eberman Achai. Rabbi Yochanan says that it does, because he holds that an isur always takes effect on top of another isur. Rosh Lakish says it does not. Fourth teretz, Rabbi said the case of Machlekes is where someone ripped off an aver and in doing so made it a treifa. Rabbi Yochanan holds that the animal is not viewed as a bunch of limbs, and therefore the isur of Eberman Achai and of treifa come at the same time, and therefore both take effect. Rosh Lakish holds that an animal is viewed as a bunch of limbs, which makes the isur of Eberman Achai take effect at birth, and the isur of treifa does not take effect on it at all. Zakhtumar Rav Chiyah bar Abba Nehmer B'Yechanan said, if someone ate chelov of a live animal that was a treifa, he'd be chayiv two sets of malchus. Rav Ami said to Rav Chiyah bar Abba, you say he's chayiv three sets of malchus, because I said Rav B'Yechanan said he's chayiv three sets. Mar says, we learned there Rav Avon, the name of Rav B'Yechanan said, if someone ate chelov of a live animal that was a treifa, he'd be chayiv three sets of malchus. What's machlok between the two versions of Rav B'Yechanan? Zakhtumar, it's in a case where the animal became a treifa at birth. The version that says he's chayiv three sets of malchus holds that an animal is viewed as a bunch of limbs, and therefore the yisurim of chelov, Eberman Achai, and of treifa all take effect at the same time. The version that says he's chayiv two sets holds that the animal is not viewed as a bunch of limbs, and therefore the yisurim of chelov and of treifa take effect, but Eberman Achai does not. Second teretz, we can even say that everyone agrees that the animal is not viewed as a bunch of limbs. Machlek is whether the isur of Eberman Achai can take effect upon the isur of treifa and chelov. Third teretz, we can even say that everyone agrees that the animal is viewed as a bunch of limbs. The case is that the animal became a treifa later on. Machlek is whether the isur of treifa can take effect on top of the isur of Eberman Achai. The version that says he's chayiv three sets holds that just as the isur of treifa takes effect on top of the isur of chelov, it also takes effect on top of the isur of Eberman Achai. The other version holds that it takes effect on top of chelev, since there are times when chelev is mutter, like the chelev of Achaya, but does not take effect on top of the isur of Eberman Achai, since there is no exception to it. The Gemara continues. Rav Dimi said that Rish Lakish asked Rabbi Yochanan, what's the halacha if someone divided a kezayis of Eberman Achai outside his mouth and then he ate each half separately? Rabbi Yochanan said he'd be potter. Rish Lakish asked, what if he divides it inside his mouth and then eats it? Rabbi Yochanan said he'd be chayev. Ravin said, in the case where he divided it outside his mouth, he'd be potter. In the case that he divided it inside his mouth, Rabbi Yochanan said he'd be chayev, since the full kezayis is in his mouth at one time. Rish Lakish said he's potter, because he must swallow a full kezayis at one time to be chayev. If Kahana explained, according to Rish Lakish, one would only be chayiv where he swallowed it whole, like a certain small bone that swallowed whole. Rabbi Lazar said that even where he divided it outside his mouth and ate each half separately, he'd be chayiv because he has eaten the kezayis, and the fact that it was not done as one whole kezayis would not take away from that. Rish Lakish said, when we say that one is chayiv for eating a kezayis, it excludes any amount that's stuck between his teeth. Rabbi Yochanan said it includes the amount stuck between his teeth. Rabbi Papa said they did not argue regarding the food stuck between the teeth. Rather, they agree that the food stuck between the teeth is not included in the kezayis. Machlekes is regarding food that's stuck to the palate. Rabbi Yochanan holds that he enjoyed the taste of it, and therefore it's included in the kezayis. Rish Lakish holds that it has to be eaten, which means it must make its way to his stomach. Rabbi Asin and Rabbi Yochanan said if someone ate a half of a kezayis of iser and then vomited it up, and then ate another half of kezayis, he'd be chayiv, because he has enjoyed the taste of a full kezayis. Rabbi Lazar asked Rav Asi, what if after vomiting the half kezayis, he ate that same half kezayis again? Frankly, what's the question? If he's asking whether it's considered to be digested, then he should ask regarding a full kezayis and whether the person who ate it would be chayiv two sets of malchus. If he's asking whether it must make it to the stomach and stay there in order to be chayiv, he can answer that based on the statement of Rav Asi and then Rabbi Yochanan. After Rabbi Lazar knew the answer to his question, he asked it to help Rav Asi remember his learning, because Rav Asi had forgotten his learning. He asked him, why do you give a case of a second hefkazayis? Why not give the case of the same hefkazayis, which would then teach that it's not considered to be digested, and would also teach that tasting a full kazayis without it being kept in the stomach makes one chayiv? Rav Asi remained silent. Rav Elazar said to him, God Lador, you yourself said this to Rabbi Yechanan, and Rabbi Yechanan agreed with you that the person would be chayiv. Had the lach perikid hanosha.